Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, The Jesus Road.
An old Indian chief had been told the story of Jesus and how he sacrificed his life on the cross to pay for our sins. The missionary tried to persuade the chief to accept Christ as his only hope of eternal life. The old chief shook his head and said, "The Jesus road is good, but I have followed the Indian road all of my life, and I will follow it to the end." 1 year later, the old chief stood on the borderline of death. As he was seeking a pathway through the darkness, he said to the missionary, "Can I turn to the Jesus road now? My road stops here. It has no path through the valley." What a tragedy to put your faith in a belief system that is good only for this life, but offers nothing at the end of the road, just when we need help the most. The good news is that the Jesus road has a path through the valley. That favorite chapter of the Bible, Psalm 23, tells us, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Not only does God say there is a path through the dark valley of the shadow of death, he tells us he will go with us on the road through that valley. The Jesus road is open to you. It leads through the valley, but it brings us into the bright sunshine of heaven on the other end. How do you find the Jesus road? Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Don't wait until you're near the end of life to settle the matter. Take your first steps today on the Jesus road. Ask him to come into your life and be your Savior and guide. Then you will fear no evil, for he will be with you in life and in death.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.